I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
.9:15 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this manic Monday. Joining us right now, my guy. From the Sports Animal in Oklahoma City, he is former Oriole Jim Traber. What's up, Jim?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Hey, before I go on, I want to tell y'all congratulations again about being on the Barrett list.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much.
And I did want to toot my own horn. I can't even talk this morning. I was number two this year, I was very excited about it.
About to congratulate you. You're right. I mean, it's a grind, Jim, and you've been in this business like us a long time, and that's from grinding, man. You got to have some success, but success does not come without work.
No, you're right, and it can go away quickly. But I was going to say this. Of course, I'm in the smaller markets. You guys are the big daddies. You guys are the big market. But I wanted to say something is that it couldn't have come at a better time for me because I was brawling with my program director. So, you know, it helped me out a little bit.
Call it leverage. Jim, let's talk a little NBA. We'll get back to your Steelers and your draft and all that crap. But let's talk NBA. Thunder up 3-0. They look to sweep the series tonight against the Phoenix Suns. Is this ho-hum, the Thunder are now expected to get back to the Western Conference Finals and beyond, or is it still a big deal out there in OKC?
Well, it's to the Western Conference Finals, it's ho-hum. I put it out for anybody out there. The first two series, I gave them 9.5 if anybody wanted to take the over. Of it, because I'm telling you, now the Lakers are interesting if both of the guys get healthy. And that could be a little bit interesting, but Houston would have no chance, and obviously the Suns have no chance. This team is ridiculous, fellas. I remember the Baltimore Bullets, okay? I'm sure many people listening do, okay? I remember my dad worked downtown, and he would put me on a bus, and I would go down there and meet him after dinner and go watch the Baltimore Bullets, okay, in the old arena there. So this is one of the most amazing teams I've ever seen. Now, doesn't mean that they're going to become the dynasty of some of these other big time dynasties, but they're amazing, fellas. They really are. I mean, they've got everything, and I mean everything, on every part of the game they can do. And they got so many different players that can do it. And then SGA is, fellas, if SGA came to your house and said that he wanted to marry your daughter, all three of us would go, oh my gosh, thank you, God. I'm serious. This kid He's the greatest kid I think I've ever seen. You couldn't ask for a better kid to be the face of your organization. And by the way, for people that don't know, I mean, the Thunder fans around there don't like me at all because I tell the truth about things, you know,
yeah.
About Dort and about how they do get a bunch of fouls and things. But that's okay because they're amazing.
So let me ask you, out west, is the Spurs the only team that concerns you, or do you think one of these other teams could step up? Because Spurs had a little bit of success against them in the regular season.
Well, I think the Spurs are amazing. I think the Spurs are the Thunder 2 years ago. You know, remember the Thunder were number one seed. They lost in the second round.
Yep.
I do think the Spurs are going to get to the championship. But remember, I mean, the Western Conference championship. But remember this, fellas. Nobody talks about Minnesota, and they've been in the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row. They know how to play in the playoffs. And obviously the Denver Nuggets are embarrassing themselves, basically. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're showing that if Gordon's not on the floor, they're one of the worst defensive teams that's ever been put on the floor. And then what Gobert is doing to the big fella is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like that Minnesota will play San Antonio, and they'll give them everything they want. But guys, we're seeing the biggest freak of nature that we've seen. If you're not old enough to remember what Wilt Chamberlain did, I mean, I remember when people talked about Shaq, and that was great. This is Shaq times two. I mean, because the kid has an entire game and is bigger than Shaq as far as height is concerned. So they're a freak team. San Antonio and Oklahoma City is going to be a lot of fun over the next 4 or 5, 6 years.
Jim Traber joins us from the Sports Animal out there in Oklahoma City. Jim, I told Jeremy that two scenarios where heads will roll. If the Pistons lose in this first round, heads will roll. If the Pistons are pushed to 7 games and win and lose in the next round, heads will roll. They are not looking like the number one seed in the East, and Bickerstaff better be really concerned right now.
Well, I hope you're wrong because I think Bickerstaff is a really good coach. And maybe a little bit biased because, you know, his dad, they lived in Columbia, Maryland, where I came from when he was with the Orioles. I mean, with Washington back then. So but I think the guy's a really good coach. And just because they were the number one seed does not mean that they should win at all. Like I said, the Thunder 2 years ago were number one seed and they lost. But they were young. And Detroit's pretty young too, guys. I mean, they've never done anything. They expect them, because they're the number one seed, to go from not making the playoffs to win the whole thing?
They got to get out of the first round. They got to be the eighth seed.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I don't know if I'd fire him if they don't do that. I might say, you know, this is the you better not do it again. But I think the guy, don't you guys think he's a good coach? I think he's a really good coach.
I do. I like what they've done with it. The thing that I would say, just like, you know, kind of looking at the postseason, I've always felt you got to lose before you can win. And if you go back and look at it, you just brought up the Thunder. They lost and then they figured it out. Minnesota, the same thing, trying to get back there. When the Celtics finally won with Tatum, you know, losing the year before and then coming back and winning it. I just feel like that's what Giannis and the Bucks losing in the postseason and then figuring out. I just feel like that's what needs to happen.
It does. I mean, young teams don't win championships. Now, maybe, I mean, now the Thunder did last year, but you know what I mean by experience. Maybe San Antonio can do it. I don't know. I mean, like I said, when you have that dude in the middle who is just, I mean, I don't even know what to call him. He's just absolutely incredible. Well, you might be able to get rid of that history that you're talking about. But I would think that my guess is that San Antonio plays Oklahoma City down to the wire. It's like a 7-game series. And Oklahoma City goes through, and then, you know, it looks to me like Boston's going to be hard to beat in the East.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/weight.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yeah, one of the other things, you know, just looking at the NBA playoffs, I mean, Boston does look like the cream of the crop there. What did you make of, because I liked Orlando and Charlotte a ton in the middle of the season. I brought up Charlotte before they got hot, and Orlando just kind of disappointed down the stretch. I understand what's going on with Detroit right now, but I thought there was some talent there, and they kind of fell apart.
Orlando's the biggest, you know, weird disappointment this year. So what's happening, and unfortunately, is Detroit's getting a team that shouldn't have been an 8 seed.
Yeah.
That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit tougher. They probably should have been about a 4 or 5, but you still got to beat them. And Charlotte, I'm with you, man. I love Charlotte. There are two teams in the league that I love to watch. It's Charlotte and Portland. And I think both of them are on their way. Now, I tell you what, Charlotte, they better learn how to play some defense. I mean, there is a thing called defense in the league, but I like watching them play. They're just fun, man.
Yep.
And then Portland, too. You know, Portland, what that owner out there is doing is a joke.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Jim Traber joins us from the Sports Animal, Oklahoma City. Before we let you go, Jim, we know you're still a fan. Your thoughts on your draft?
Well, first of all, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a total embarrassment, all right? I don't know if you know. I got to tell you a quick story. So when they were getting ready to hire a new coach, because I wanted Tomlin gone. I wanted him gone 2 years ago. Sometimes really good coaches have to leave. It's time to leave. And if you want mediocrity, okay, we could have kept him for the next 20 years. But I went on the air for about, I don't know, a couple of days, and I said, if they hire Mike McCarthy, I'm done as a Steeler fan. 58 years I've been watching them, and I'm done. And they did. So guess what, fellas? I'm done. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a raffle on my show, and people are going to give money to a charity of mine, and we're going to pick a new team for me. And some of them I can't pick, like the Ravens, because I've been a Steeler fan forever.
We don't want
but
you.
Having said what? That's okay, brother. You're good. You probably don't need me. But listen, but here's the deal. What happened to them between the Cowboys and the Eagles?
Yeah.
The Cowboys wanted 2 number 4 picks, and they gave a star receiver to their rival.
Yeah.
That's how bad the Steelers are. So he goes out and hires all these former Dallas Cowboys, and obviously one of them told the Dallas Cowboys, oh, yeah, we're drafting this guy, and they went above him. I mean, unbelievable. How stupid is that, fellas? And then Ehlers stinks from Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just, you know, and then they're sitting around waiting on a 42-year-old quarterback. What a joke. My dad, my uncle, my grandfather, Art Rooney, they're all rolling over in their graves. The Steelers are a joke.
Oof.
But when they get rid of McCarthy in 3 years, then I'll come back and be a Steeler fan. I just think he is a slob. I don't think he's a good coach. I think the only reason why he won a championship is because he had a quarterback at the time that was playing about as well as any quarterback that's ever played.
Did you have a favorite player or two in the draft that you liked, regardless of where they went?
Well, I can't believe what the Giants did. I mean, to get Avril Reese, I couldn't believe it, man. And there's a guy that went in the 7th round from Oklahoma. His name is Burks, Deion Burks, wide receiver. I don't know why he dropped so far. The guy can really play. His junior year, he got hurt, and he was tearing it up. And then last year he did. And I'm telling you, I can't remember who got him, but I think he's a guy that'll make the make a team and play on the inside for him. But man, it wasn't a great draft, but there were some good players up top in the defense, and of course, teams like Arizona that are just total idiots. You don't ever draft a running back. Who's going to block for him? I don't care if it's Barry Sanders. Who blocks for him? How many times y'all see Barry Sanders go down behind the line and just go down because he didn't want to get hit?
I thought Jeremiah Love was the best player in the draft who went to the worst situation.
Yeah, well, but let me tell you, I've been on this kick for a long time, Rob. Running backs are a dime a dozen. Yeah, there's three or four of them that are unbelievable. How about the Steelers? They draft Najee Harris in the first round when right behind it was Creed Humphrey. They needed a center, and now Creed Humphrey's the best center in the entire league. And where's Najee Harris? He's running it up somewhere else, not doing anything.
Man,
I'm telling you, running backs high are bad for me.
By the way, Deion Burks went to Indianapolis, which I think is a good spot. With them moving Pittman to the Steelers, it could create some new opportunities.
Yeah. And I completely agree with you on running backs. I've been saying that for years. You have some special ones, but if I control things, I would never sign a running back to a second contract. He is Jim Traber. He's the man. Jim, thanks a lot, as always, for your time. Always entertaining.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057 is the number.
By the way, it is hilarious looking at the draft because Grant Nussmeier fell to the seventh round.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And he ends up going to the Chiefs. And then you start to look at some other Rashawn Benny, Michigan to the Ravens. Uwer Bernard, Nigeria. University of Nigeria?
No, he's from Nigeria.
He's never played football, and they compare him. They said he looks like Myles Garrett, so they're waiting to see.
He looks like Hercules Hernandez. He used to wrestle back in the good days.
That dude is
yoked. Oh, he's jacked. Yep. Joe LaCroix on court, 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, I had a winning day yesterday. Couple of plays let me down. I was so upset on Friday, I didn't look ahead to see that we had the Mexico City games on Saturday and Sunday. I'll talk a little bit about those if you guys missed it. That was the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Bryce Harper killed a bird. I'll tell you that story. And then we'll get into some of the plays. Today is one of those days where I was going to say, if you're going to take a day off, I think today's a good day to do it. Not a lot of baseball games. I don't think the spreads in the NHL and the NBA are great, but we'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
What happens next happens here. Baltimore Sports Radio.
That ball is out of here.
105.7 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.